I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraq Special Forces entered the city limits of Mosul Tuesday. They're advancing toward its more urban center and are encountering fierce resistance by the Islamic State group fighters who hold the city, according to an Iraqi Special Forces general. The troops by noon were only 800 meters from the Karama district. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday said they were pleased with the progress made thus far.
We have seen reports from Iraqi forces that they are in some places less than a kilometer from Mosul itself. While distance is not the best measure of the fight ahead and the coalition is prepared for difficult fighting ahead, there is no question that counter-ISIL forces continue to have the momentum in this fight.
Meanwhile, the Russian defense minister said Tuesday a Western failure to rein in violent Islamists in Syria had indefinitely delayed the resumption of peace talks. The minister said rebels backed by Western governments had attacked civilians in Aleppo despite a pause in Russian and Syrian air attacks. Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan has called off a mass protest amid a shutting down of the capital and forcing the resignation of the prime minister. The announcement shortly followed the Supreme Court adjournment of the hearing of several petitions calling for Sharif to be disqualified from office for holding offshore bank accounts. With a week to go to Election Day, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are barnstorming battleground states Tuesday. Trump was scheduled to speak in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin Tuesday. Clinton was hopscotching across the must-win state, Florida, as she tries to pivot away from attacks on her protection of U.S. secrets. You could follow VOA's live election coverage at voanews.com on November 8th. This is VOA News.